welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 19th. You'll be interested to know, 160 years ago today, in 1865, Union troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, announcing the end of slavery in the state. This momentous occasion is commemorated annually as Juneteenth, celebrating freedom and the enduring spirit of resilience. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet throughout the morning, providing decent conditions. Winds are shifting sideshore at 5 to 6 mile per hour, keeping things a bit bumpy. As the day progresses, expect the conditions to become choppy with stronger winds later on. Best time to ride is at 6 p.m. with a 5-foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds and the onshore wind is 6 mile per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be 1 foot at 10 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide at 5. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday presents challenging conditions with choppy surf, peaking at 6 feet on Saturday, accompanied by increasing south winds from 12 to 17 mile per hour. Sunday sees a slight improvement, transitioning to fair in the evening with cleaner conditions. Expect a bumpy paddle out overall, with waist-to-shoulder-high waves, making it a tough weekend for most surfers. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 63 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:03, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:41. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., giving way to mostly sunny skies, with a high near 75 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with some fog after 11 p.m., a low around 61, and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the morning on Friday and Saturday, with partly sunny skies on Friday and Sunday, highs near 71. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, NASCAR is reportedly in discussions to bring a street race to the San Diego metro area next year. This exciting move could mark the return of its Cup Series to Southern California after a lengthy absence. According to sources, negotiations between NASCAR commissioners and city officials are ongoing, with a final agreement expected next month. If successful, the race would occur during the 2026 season, making it the first points race in Southern California since 2023. While the exact location remains unknown, the track is likely to showcase stunning views of the Pacific Ocean. Now on to sports. The Buss family has tentatively agreed to sell the Los Angeles Lakers to financier Mark Walter for a record-breaking valuation of $10 billion. Walter, who has owned a stake in the team since 2021, is set to enhance his investment, possibly valuing the team at $12 billion. Jeannie Buss will continue as governor after the sale, following her father's legacy since he acquired the team in 1979. Walter, who also owns the Los Angeles Dodgers, aims to invest heavily in the Lakers, promising to elevate their competitiveness in the NBA. In local sports, last night in Los Angeles, the Padres fell to the Dodgers 4-3. A late-game rally wasn't enough as Smith's dramatic ninth-inning homer sealed the win. Bogarts and Machado contributed, but Suarez took the loss. The Padres managed 7 hits, while the Dodgers had 8. The Friars now hold a 39-34 record. Despite a strong effort, the Padres couldn't contain the Dodgers' clutch hitting at Dodger Stadium. Tonight, the Friars take on the Dodgers in Los Angeles for the final game of this 4-game series. Ryan Burgert, with a 2.33 earned run average, faces Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who holds a 2.64. The action kicks off at 7:10 under clear skies and 74 degrees. In top news, in a stunning turn of events, 7 individuals have been indicted for their alleged involvement in what is now described as the largest jewelry heist in U.S. history. In July 2022, a Brinks big rig, carrying jewelry valued at up to $100 million, was burglarized at a truck stop in Grapevine, California. Federal prosecutors revealed the indictment, detailing a meticulous plan by the defendants, who are all Los Angeles area residents. The heist has left 14 jewelers facing substantial financial losses. Authorities have recovered some stolen items, yet much of the jewelry remains missing as the investigation continues. In business news, the U.S. housing market is facing a significant shift, with nearly 500,000 more sellers than buyers in April, marking the largest gap since 2013, according to real estate brokerage Redfin. Buyers are gaining the upper hand as sellers reduce prices and offer concessions like covering closing costs. Though inventory is finally rising, existing home sales fell for the second month in a row, hitting the slowest April pace since 2009. Many buyers are still priced out, while a mix of life changes among sellers is driving the increase in inventory, suggesting potential future price declines. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at $105,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just over $2,500. And XRP is unchanged at $2.16. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a surprising turn, Microsoft has significantly raised prices on its Xbox consoles, games, and controllers. As of today, the base model Xbox Series South with 512 gigabytes of storage now costs $380, up from $300. The Xbox Series X has seen a $100 increase, with the top-end 2-terabyte model now priced at $730. Additionally, new first-party games will launch at $79 starting this holiday season. While these price hikes may seem extreme, Microsoft has been promoting its Xbox Game Pass subscription as a more affordable gaming option. And in entertainment news, the United States Supreme Court has officially rejected a lawsuit against Ed Sheeran regarding allegations that his hit song, Thinking Out Loud, infringed on Marvin Gaye's classic track, Let's Get It On. This decision concludes a lengthy legal battle initiated by a company that holds a partial stake in Gay's song. The Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case allows an earlier ruling to remain in place, which stated that both songs share only basic musical building blocks. Although this lawsuit is over, Sheeran faces another case concerning the recorded version of Gay's song, which is still pending. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and author, Maya Angelou. And she said, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.